The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, tomorrow the GAA is hosting a special congress that could radically alter the structure of the Intercounty Football Championship. Delegates from all 32 counties as well as abroad will choose between proposals A, B or C, which is the status quo. But what's the difference between the three proposals and what's the most likely outcome? Well, we'll talk to Phil Egan from Off the Ball about all of that in a moment. But first, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk at the other sports news. Henry Shefflin going to Galway. What's the reaction like in Galway and indeed in Kilkenny?
Yeah, I think in Galway it's hugely positive. It was a big surprise during the week where it looked like it was nailed on. Davy Fitz was going to be the new Galway manager, and then out of nowhere they confirmed that Henry Shefflin's their new manager, his first inter-county management job. Obviously, he led his own club, Ballyhale Shamrocks, to back-to-back All-Ireland club titles, and we know how good he was as a player. So I think Galway people are very excited. In Kilkenny, I'm sure they're dreading the day that he comes up against their beloved county, and the thoughts of Brian Cody and Henry Shefflin going up against each other on the sidelines. There was a general feeling that Henry Shefflin would be the man that would eventually take the reins when Brian Cody decides to step down. But and you know the way things work in sport. There's a fair chance we're going to see Galway and Kilkenny in the championship this summer. So that'll make for an exciting one. But I think the general feeling from Galway is it's positive. It'll be interesting to hear what Davy Fitzgerald has to say. I know he's a guest on the Late Late Show tonight.
All right. And of course, Henry's, you know, marking his debut in intercounty hurling management with Galway, but perhaps a good apprenticeship for Kilkenny in time. Who knows? Now, other news in soccer last night. The women went down with an own goal against Sweden. That was the only difference between the two sides, and Sweden very highly rated.
Yeah, you've got the best team in Europe. I mean, the number two in the world. Only USA are ahead of Sweden in the rankings, and actually Sweden beat them 3-0 at the Olympics. They got to the final of the Olympics. They were beaten on penalties by Canada, and Ireland had lost 7 games in a row before they beat Australia last month, and these were against teams all ranked in the top 20. And Vera Pauw's approach was very much, let's keep playing quality opposition. It's the only way we're going to get better. So last night it was very much a case of, let's see where we're at. And look, Sweden deserved to win. You could see in the first half their quality show. They moved the ball better, their movement, even just physically stronger. The goal was quite fortunate, but what would encourage Ireland is how well organised they were. Also, as well, as the game moved on, especially in the second half, Ireland were pushing for an equaliser, and Sweden made changes tactically to adapt to the way Ireland approached. So, look, it's all about the games against Finland, because Sweden are going to win this group. And Vera Pauw said it's all about the games against Finland. So we play Finland on Tuesday. Now, the only concern for that now is, how much did last night take out of it? Already it looks like Denise O'Sullivan will miss that game in Finland. She came off. So you've got Denise O'Sullivan and Katie McCabe, our two best players. And Denise O'Sullivan went off at what looked like an injury that would probably rule her out on Tuesday. But yeah, if we can get a positive result in Finland on Tuesday, then it'll be a satisfactory window for us.
All right, lots of sport over the weekend. I suppose the game to savour would be Liverpool-Manchester United.
Yeah, and you know with Manchester United that they're always one defeat away from catastrophe under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Obviously came back from 2-0 down at halftime to beat Atalanta, and everything's rosy in the garden again. But as I said, if Liverpool go to Old Trafford on Sunday and beat them, then questions will be asked again of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Whereas if they win, questions are still going to be asked. They're going to say, is Ole going to be the man that wins a league title for Manchester United? Unfortunately for Ole and for United, there's better managers and better teams in the Premier League right now. Liverpool are one of those. Manchester City are another, and Chelsea are another. So it's hard to know where it's going for Solskjaer. But one thing he has done is he's assembled a rather good squad. They have a lot of attacking qualities. So I just hope we get a good game, because there's been some really drab games between Liverpool and United. They don't want to lose the game, so it's almost let's go out and try not to lose. It's a game that's going to be on Off the Ball, full live commentary, Joe Malloy and Brian Kerr in the commentary box, 4:30 on Sunday. So let's hope we get something similar to what we saw both teams do in the Champions League during the week.
Now, the big set piece on GAA is not on the pitch, but at the Special Congress, looking at the shape of inter-county senior football and the three proposals, one just to stay as we are, and then the other two, the plan B would move kind of a league format into the summer. There'd be a round robin of games. The provincial title would be done separately. That's the one that is, I suppose, the most... It's the most viable alternative to what's there at the moment.
Yeah, it's going to be a really significant day tomorrow. Obviously, there's Proposal A, which is, it's not even been discussed anymore. It's dead in the water. It's all about Proposal B, whether it'll get enough votes to pass. So obviously, there's going to be 183 delegates that can vote. They need 110 for Proposal B to go through, so 60%. And because it's a secret ballot, it's very hard to call. I think it's going to go right down to the wire, Pat, where you've got some counties have come out and said, yeah, we are backing Proposal B. Now, in the last hour, Mayo have said they're going to vote against Proposal B. Galway are going to vote against it. A lot of teams in Ulster are going to vote against it. That's probably not a surprise, because the Ulster Provincial Championship is by far the strongest. It's the most competitive, and it's one that counties obviously... you know, really want to win. Obviously, all counties want to win provincial titles, but the reality is there's teams in Leinster will never win a Leinster title because Dublin have had such a dominance. We got a bit of a freak one last...
I mean, the idea of having more games for all teams has got to be good, because you'll never get better unless you keep on playing regularly better teams.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You've got teams and you've got players that are playing for counties that are not competing for the top honours, but they're putting in just as much in terms of training, the sacrifices they make, and then their summer is over in a couple of games, and that's what they're trying to change. They want teams to get at least seven games in the Championship. And also as well, if you win Division 3 or 4, you go into the All-Ireland Championship, so it's, you know, something has to change. And, you know, this...
Phil, finally, I should ask you, is this about money too? I mean, are those who are against experimenting maybe for a 3-year period, are they afraid that, you know, there'll be a dearth of cash in the coffers if they embrace this plan B? Or is it just about tradition?
I think that it's a bit of both. And there has been some figures floated out there, and you don't know how accurate they are. And in terms of tradition, absolutely. And there's a bit of a power struggle going on. It was very interesting that the GAA president, Larry McCarthy, and Director General Tom Ryan both came out during the week and said they were going to back Proposal B. You know, a few weeks ago, it looked like it was dead in the water, but it has definitely gained momentum as the week has gone on. But as I said, it's so hard to predict because it's a secret ballot. And, you know, people could say one thing and then as soon as they go in, they'll vote another way. But one thing I would say is it won't be that hard to work out which way people voted, because so many people have committed to say which way they're going to vote. But look, if this does go through, it's a league-based championship. Each team plays 7 games. The top 5 counties in Division 1, the top 3 in Division 2, and the winners of Divisions 3 and 4 will advance to the All-Ireland series. So you'd have preliminary All-Ireland qualifiers. It just means then, if it doesn't go through, we're going to be left with what is known as the status quo. But there will be no Super 8s, which there was the last couple of seasons before COVID.
Well, we'll watch that special Congress with interest. Phil Egan from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.